slow down.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
I can't believe I missed that whole intro. I had myself on
mute. I'm a mom, beat her, cut my damn ass out. Only child, no siblings, no besties. I couldn't do nothing right like a lefty. Bought my mama first house with the jewel, man. Bought my mama second house with the club, man. Me and mama used to chop out the same house. Used to eat and go to sleep on the same couch. Me and mama got busted at the same time. Went to court and told you the damn same lies. I can tell mama proud of her only son. Two chains, I have always worn more than one. Yeah, I'm real, I'm ill, you know you gotta feel. You popping pill, I'm rarer than $2 bills. Yeah, I'm just trying to make my mama proud. Yeah, I ain't trying to let my mama down. Yeah, I'm just trying to make my mama proud. Yeah, I ain't trying to let my mama down.
Thank
yeah, my mama ain't raised no hope. One more time, yeah, my mama ain't raised.
My mama ain't raised no hoe,
no hoe.
Cause my mama ain't no hoe,
no hoe.
My mama ain't raised no hoe,
no hoe.
Drop a P and N10, we at your dope, nigga. Whole bitches getting fucked on the floor. They cold hearted, so you gotta do them cold. These hoes and my mama can't get it wrong. Cause my mama ain't no hoe. I was running up a check, put the homies on the decks. I was fucking up the boy, I ain't never do the vet. Got some watches from the game, they do you for the check. And you know I'm gang, gang, cause that's the only thing I rip. Hey, mama, when I leave the house, it's for them dollars. You was the reason I bought that chopper. Cause I know you wanna see me come on proper. Soon as I get right, I said I got you, then I got you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make my mama proud.
Proud.
I ain't trying to let my mama down.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make my mama proud. Yeah,
proud,
yeah. I ain't trying to let my mama down.
No, no, no.
Yeah, mama ain't raised no hoe. One more time. Yeah, my mama ain't raised no hoe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mama ain't raised no hoe. Yeah, mama ain't raised no hoe. Yeah.
Mama taught me how to get that bankroll. Yeah, fought up in my loft in case the bank closed. Yeah, mama ain't have it all, we wore the same clothes. I kick the door, I kick the door, I risk it off a door. I found that 44, it turned into an animal. Got that wild low niggas when he compatible. Chop the fine, it soundin' just like a rattler. 223 caliber, you ain't in my caliber. Mama told me pray, cause God keep giving me these bugs. Get on that G6, I'm flying higher, Aladdin on the road. Mama, I put Goyard on my mama. Not your partner, son, when you come up. All them bitches in your face, son, they all piranhas. Stay up out the way, but beat them if you run up. Mike Jack and his prime with Madonna. I'm just trying to bring her to my mama.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make my mama proud.
Mama proud,
yeah. I ain't trying to let my mama down.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make my mama proud. Yeah,
proud, yeah.
I ain't trying to let my mama down.
No, no, no.
Yeah, mama ain't raised no one more time. Yeah, my mama ain't raised no hoe.
Take over Tuesday.
It's the Build Your Brand Night. Call me up, 424-243-9619. I got the I can't even say it. Monstrous Radio Weather Report. So that's your time, fast, and you might win a t-shirt. Get it. The Ice Takeover Tuesday. Tonight, we allow you, the artist, the actor, whatever you do, to take over the show. But you know the number, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 to be active. I see you guys over there listening right now. So, all right, check it out. More new music. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this new Cardi B after this. I'm going to get into the artist that showed us love, that did interviews on the show. So that's what our takeover is going to be tonight. It's going to be monstrous artists only after this, unless we get a request, of course. But new music, be careful. This is one of them songs where, I'm feeling this. I think I wrote it.
I want to get married. Like the Curry, Steph and Aisha shit. But we more like Belly, Tommy and Keisha shit. Gave you TLC, you want a creepin' shit. Pulled out my whole heart to a piece of shit. Man, I thought you would've learned a lesson about liking pictures, not returning texts. I guess it's fine, man, I get the message. You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, nigga, it's cool though. Said that you was working, but you out here chasing culo and putas. Chillin' poolside, living two lives. I could've did what you did to me to you a few times. But if I did decide to slide, find a nigga, fuck him, suck his dick. You would've been pissed, but that's not my M.O. I'm not that type of bitch. And karma for you is gonna be who you end up with. Don't make me sick, nigga.
I adore. I gave you everything was mine, is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you hurting and bruising? You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah, my heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me. Here before all of this, guess you acting out now. You got an audience. Tell me where your mind is. Drop a pin. What's the coordinates? You might have a fortune, but you lose me, you still gonna be misfortunate, nigga. Tell me, this love's got you this fucked up in the head. You want some random bitch up in your bed? She don't even know your middle name. Watch her, cause she might steal your chain. You don't want someone who love you instead? I guess not though. It's blame, disrespect. You nothing like the nigga I met. Talk to me crazy and you quick to forget. You even got me tripping. You got me looking in the mirror different. Thinking I'm flawed because you inconsistent. Between a rock and a hard place, the mud and the dirt is gone. Hurt me to hate you, but loving you's worse. It all stopped so abrupt, you started switching it up. Teach me to be like you so I cannot give a fuck. Free to mess with someone else, I wish these feelings can melt. Cause you don't care about a thing except your motherfucking self. You make me sick, nigga.
I adore. I gave you everything was mine, is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you're hurting and bruising? You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah, my heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me.
Yeah, Takeover Tuesday. I guess I'm taking it back. We're going to pause a little bit. We're going to go a little bit further before we get to our artist that we did interviews with. So, all right, check it out. We're taking our heart back. This right here is more heartbreak music. Red Button, TC, V2, no music. Takeover Tuesday. Oh,
please,
wow.
Do not hit up my phone when you see he can't do you like I do. Please do not hit up my phone, baby, I'm not gonna chase you. Please do not hit up my phone.
Out of my head.
Cause you gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button.
with, they left you in the dirt, huh? Them bitches you was with, they left you hanging out to dry. And now you blowing up a nigga phone, thinking I'ma come and save you. Ooh. And I remember the words you said when you told me I was
out of my head.
Because I'm back on my shenanigans. And deep down I know it burn you. Because I do a lot of shenanigans. And don't none of it concern you.
And he tells you that he loves you and he really shows it. Try to rub it in my face, but it is.
You know that it's gone with the wind. Tombstone,
graveyard.
Could've had it all at the end. If you just play your cards right. Well, maybe next time you'll get it. Cause it's the red button I'm hitting. Guess your plan just ran out of minutes. Please do not hit up my phone when that replace you. Please do not hit up my phone when you see he can't do you like I do. Please do not hit up my phone, baby, I'm not gonna chase you. Please do not hit up my phone. Cause you gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. Quit lying, get off my line. You gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. Quit lying, get off my. Seriously, are you tryna make a comeback, back? Doing all the same shit that you did in the past. Think that I'm gone on that gas. Won't get a nigga like that. And you know I got the bag. So you can never make me mad, cause I'm high and I'm tryna get back on my dinner. I hit you with a dab and a swerve, boo. All my niggas off in the business. Looking like, boy, you a damn fool.
And she tells me that she miss me and she wants me back. Ain't nobody got time for that. Cause I been got you
out of my head.
You know that it's gone with the wind. Tombstone,
graveyard.
Could've had it all at the end. If you just play your cards right. Well, maybe next time you'll get it. Cause it's the red button I'm hitting. Guess your plan just ran out of minutes. Please do not hit up my phone when that replace you. Please do not hit up my phone when you see he can't do you like I do. Please do not hit up my phone, baby, I'm not gonna chase you. Please do not hit up my phone.
Cause
you gon' get the red button. Get the red button.
Take over Tuesday.
Quit lying, get off my line. You gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. You gon' get the red button. Quit lying, get off my.
You can call up and get on my line. You did take over Tuesday. 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 if you wanna talk. And make sure you're monstrous with it. You did don't call him talking about Tuesday. Excuse me, A-Monster. Can I please have a moment of your time? I'm going to hang up on you, and then I'm going to say something monstrous about you. So I right, make sure you call in, but we don't care what you promote. Just, hey, it's got to be about you, though. I had something funny to say, but I forgot. You ever have a brain fart? I'm just saying, you be getting ready to say something, just forget. Well, that was just me. So I right, take over Tuesday, independent artist that we interview or support our show heavy, starting with this young lady right here, Sunshine Note. It's called Let's Talk. Check her out, Monstrous Radio. Take over Tuesday, DJ E Monster.
Hey, this your girl Sunshine Note, and that's N-O-T-E Note. And you can find my music on YouTube and SoundCloud at Sunshine Note. You can also hear more of my music with my music plug, DJ E Monster, on Monstrous Radio, online radio with the Raw.
So you can check out the archive, interview 24/7, 365. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/monstrous.
You got what I need, so let's talk. We can be the perfect match. You're looking for a ride, I'm looking for a boss. I don't wanna be nice. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna.
It's your girl, Corian Singh, and you are now in the Monster Mix with DJ E-Monster. KS, baby. Mwah, mwah.
Let's give it up.
Yeah, Corian Singh. On you all.
Test me, why come arrest me? Turn the wild and show me who the best be. Test me, why come undress me?
That we did with them 24/7, 365. You just got to go to blogtalkradio.com/monstrous radio and then go to whichever link you need. You can put in Corian Singh. You can put in Scorpio, Furious Five. There's so many artists you could put in over there. The Game, so many. Just check them out. You did Takeover Tuesday. So we're going to get back to that. But for right now, let me get over to this background music. Because I got Miss Unbelievable with me. And you know what that means. We're about to get into some who's bumping who and who's getting fat. So let me get my music together. You over there with me, Mama. Hello.
What? Yeah. Baby girl is up in this thing. What up, y'all? Take over Tuesday and full of facts.
Yes. So,
how you doing? How you doing? That's good. Yep, I got you in it. Yes, I got you in it, y'all.
So let's see. So let's just go ahead and jump into it. We got the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, and we also got the Monstrous Radio Urban Weather Report. I guess I'll do the weather report. I'll let you do the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the entertainment news. But I'm going to stick my head out the window and say it's not as warm as it was out here earlier, but it was warm this morning. It sure was. I was outside feeling real nice. Then come 2, 3 o'clock, it cooled off a little bit. I don't know what happened, but it's not too bad outside. I think it's still spring. There might be one dab, maybe one or two dabs of snow out there. I don't know. It might all be gone. I'm not for sure. Might be in the shade somewhere. But it was nice here in the Twin Cities. Hit us up. Let us know what it was like where you're at, either on the Monstars page or you can call up right now, 424-243-9649. So, what's going on with this? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Because, I want to know what's going down.
All right, can y'all hear me? I said, can y'all hear me? Here we go. Meek Mill's trial has been a whirlwind to follow, as we know. The judge has just been a straight just, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let this man go. But as of today, Meek Mill is a free man. He's free. Many of his fellow rappers have supported him. Huh?
No, I said, okay. Meek made it. Feeling
yes.
Out.
Meek Mill's made the freedom. He's freedom bound. He's freedom. They said, you know, he's still strong. He's still solid. He stayed with it. Meek Mill's release feels somewhat surreal after all the complications that arise during the trial where the rapper kept his spirits up. And his first new music is going to be First Day Out. Of course it is. Meek Mill thanks all his followers, all his people who has been down for him since he went in. So he's a free man. The judge had to let it go. She had to stop being, she had to just concede that she had to go with, the prosecutors was asking for release. Defender was asking for the release. The DA was asking for release. So after all the many people, she had to give it up. So Meek Mill's free man today. So all the rappers and all the people who are at the courthouse celebrated. And his first record, once again, is going to be a hit.
Right. But I think that kind of shines a light on something. I don't know, maybe we can talk about a comma cafe or something, but I mean, who's to judge? And that's what I want to call it, who's to judge? Because, I mean, think about it. Was this person right with their judgment against Meek? Did all these people have to come out and say, you're wrong, in order for that judge to say, okay, I'm wrong? Because what if they didn't come out and say it? Would he still be sitting in jail? Is that right? Person have the right to judge someone? Ooh, I'm just saying, you dig? But my bad, because, yeah, that just kind of hit me like, really? So after the prosecutor, the defender, the DA, everybody saying, release him, then you got to say, okay, I'm going to let him go. Somebody should have stepped in and overturned her long time ago. Been able to step in and be like, that's wrong. Boom, let him go. Or she should be brought up on charges. My bad, I'm starting something. Okay, we going to keep it going. Before we end up getting static and pee off the air because it's conspiracy. So, I'm just saying. Let me stop. All right, what else we got? We got something else. Oh, wait, what happened? Oh, not. Oh, dang. All right, there we go. Good thing I kept it going for a minute. Hello?
Hello, yeah. I got disconnected.
All right.
Okay, my bad. Man, it was like, boop, boop, boop. I don't know what happened. You just kicked me out the door. Tell him this truth. You kicked me out the door. You was like, she got to go. She talking too much. It's my turn. That's what you said.
No. But what else were you talking about? I was just saying that it wasn't that I'm going to stop because it'll end up being conspiracy. Something end up happening blah, 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 blah. And look, boop, you got kicked out. It probably meant to kick me out, but it kicked you by accident. So we're going to keep it moving. I'm talking about the judge should be brought up on charges. So, yeah, they're going to come for me. Look, somebody at my door right now.
They're going to come for you. Yep, I had to move out the way. I had to move out the way. All right, stop. I'm just trying to say. I'm trying to say, I don't know you. I don't know you. When it's time to go down, I got your bail money. That's all. Don't say my name. Not my government one.
Oh,
it's unbelievable it is.
Oh, right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, only your friends from the low end. The friends from my friends from the high end would have stepped in and just stood there. And, hey, what's going on, man? What's happening? You can't do him like that, my friends on the low end. You see what happened, y'all. She stepped right out the way. Whoop. Oof. Sorry, bro. I got a warning. Let me stop.
Right. I catch you on the end. But we got Black China's mama.
What we got about her mama? Is she on bail? What you mean we got her?
No, she mad at Wendy Williams. You know, everybody be mad at Wendy Williams. I don't know why they trying to sue Wendy Williams, but Black China's mom's $1 million lawsuit against Wendy Williams was dismissed. Black China's mother's $1 million lawsuit against Wendy Williams, in which she claimed the Shark Tongue talk show host made comments that caused her stress and depression, has been dismissed. A judge told China's mom, Tokyo Tony, that's her little nickname, okay.
That
whose
is
real name is, hey, that's her little, that's not a government name, that's her hood name, I don't know, or her dad's name, or her name.
You said what was it?
Her real name is Tokyo Tony.
Okay.
And her real name is Shalana Jones Hunter. In February, that if she failed to prove she had served Williams with the lawsuit, the case would be dismissed. Apparently, she was defaming her character, slander, and harassment. The celebrity mom, okay, claimed it in her handwritten lawsuit. When did Black China become a celebrity? Oh, yeah, okay. Forgot. The Kardashians. The consistent negative light Williams casted upon her caused her to lose sleep. Oh, the Lord. And affected her relationship, claiming it has been to Wendy Williams' comments compromised her relationship with her guys, which led to lies. She also claimed Williams caused her a lifetime of pain and suffering and said, oh, good Lord, she had to quit her job as an Uber and Lyft driver because of the stress of the life. Stop the... Get...
Hey, you don't know. Uber and Lyft lives matter. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. First, you were a celebrity mom, and you were Uber and Lyft driver? Oh, that's just an oxymoron. That's an oxymoron. Stop it. So your daughter is Black China, celebrity, and you a Uber driver.
What's wrong with that?
Tokyo Tony, you. What did you say? She was stressed. She couldn't drive. Because of the lies. What you telling your business in the car? What you talking? Did they know your business? They recognize your photo? What? What?
Have you watched Wendy Williams?
Yes.
Okay. Do you watch her gossip section when she talk about people? How are you doing?
I love it.
Okay. You don't think she go a little ham, though? Sometimes you don't think she's a little hard?
She like every Black woman telling the news. Come on now. We don't tell it like wild folks. We get messy with it. She's petty. She's a petty, messy reporter. Come on. We ain't going to listen if she ain't messy. She been messy all her career. So now we want her to stop? She was messy on the radio.
Well, we don't want her to stop. The celebrity mom, Uber Lyft driver, wants her to stop.
Well, she better get in line because there's
saying,
a whole bunch of
I'm
folks.
Just saying, I watched it, and sometimes I'd be like, ooh, Wendy, ooh. Ah, like she went in on Usher the other day. Ooh, Usher going to punch you. But Wendy kind of big. She might punch him back. But I'm just saying, ooh.
Well,
like,
come
ooh.
On. Another, okay, let's pause on that one. Another woman came out and said Usher gave her gonorrhea. Come on, bro. We need some papers now. It's time. You need if you got them divorce papers, we need papers to say you clean, bro. Because, see, this is getting out of hand. You cannot be Usher and ushering out that many lawsuits. I'm just saying. So, come on.
So, she said he gave her what?
Another one filed a lawsuit saying that he gave her gonorrhea.
Oh, hello. Wow.
Well, another one has came up. It's like the woodwork.
Right.
So, you know, they like, bruh, show us some paper. And Wendy Williams is just the one that's going to be petty and say it. If I had a show, I'd probably be petty and say it too. Just saying. You can't be scared of the backlash. And she ain't scared of the backlash. She don't apologize. She ain't never apologized. And they still come on her show. So, hey, she must be doing something right.
True. Because she will be on it. I'm like, yeah, I said this about you. And then look at the camera like, mm-hmm, sure did, child. But all right. What else we got on the entertainment news? Oh, Wendy, boy, I tell you.
That's about it. Because it's all about Meek being freed today. So, it's blowing up. They ain't got nothing. Meek freed, you know. 76ers won game two when Meek got free. So, hey, I don't know. That's about it. It's about Meek.
Okay. Well, all right. Let me see if I got some Meek over here I can slap in right quick. Let's see. Actually, I think this is a new one I got. All right. We'll check this one out. Check it out, Meek Mill. Takeover Tuesday, we're going to get back to some more independent music, and we're going to open up the lines again in just a little bit. Rock what it's not what it's. Monsters Radio Live, DJ E Monster. It's unbelievable.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-
They say you gotta pay the cost to be the boss. Check this. When you the nigga with the money, somebody go to jail, you gotta pay their bail. Somebody die, they gonna turn to you for the funeral. But I just be thinking like, when I'm gonna be able to turn to somebody, shit. Bosses got feelings too. I done did shit for niggas 1,000 times. Told them no 1 time. And watch them talk about me crazy, run bite my back out. But I still stood tall. When you sitting at the top and you think you seen it all. Caught up with your dreams with nobody else to call. With tears up on my face cause I know I'm gonna be straight. Had to cut a couple homies, had to learn from my mistakes. This the price of being great. Oh, this the price of being great. They hate you when you're winning, but they love it when you break. This the price of being great. This the price of being great. Oh, this the price of being great. They hate you when you're winning, but they love it when you break. This the price of being great. This the price of having money and the price of being great. Had to cut a couple homies, never heard them tell me thanks. I've been watching all my primes with this perks and all this drink. All that shit just made me tank, had me drawing, let me paint. 4 in the morning, 88. Graveyard shifting it, $1 to my name and I remembered it. A nigga said I owe him how, that shit sound ridiculous. Tell a nigga no and they gon' show you who they really is. Trapping since a little kid, did a little bit, but I bounced back like the bullet did when it ricocheted hit the little kid. This is what it is when the ice cream truck come through. Ain't have a dollar. That shit just made me to a boss. Word to my father.
When you sitting at the top and you think you seen it all. Caught up with your dreams with nobody else to call. With tears up on my face cause I know I'm gonna be straight.
Had to cut a couple homies, had to learn from my mistakes. This the price of being great. Oh, this the price of being great. They hate you when you're winning, but they love it when you break. This the price of being great. This the price of being great. Oh, this the price of being great. They hate you when you're winning, but they love it when you break. This the price of being great. Yeah, ain't no price on the money, ain't no price on the Lord. I got out of the system, I jumped right on the Forbes. When I got out the ghetto, I jumped right on the tour. When I stunt on that Instagram, I'm just showing them more. I'm just showing them better how to make it through any weather. Back when I said I would make it, they was telling me never. Only get one chance, better take it. Only one shot, boy, you better. How you survive in the jungle? He be moving so clever. I'm talking Tully Beretta to make it back to my son. Talking crab in the barrel, they pull you back where I'm from. That's why we lowering the stendos up in the back of the gun. Post it up on that corner, see the paddy wagon, we
when
run.
When you sitting at the top and you think you seen it all, caught up with your dreams with nobody else to call. With tears up on my face, cause I know I'm gonna be straight. Had to cut a couple homies, had to learn from my mistakes. This the price of being great. Oh, this the price of being great. They hate you when you're winning, but they love it when you break. This the price of being great. This the price of being great. Oh, this the price of being great. They hate you when you're winning, but they love it when you break. This the price of being great.
Takeover Tuesday. Hey, I didn't have nothing to mix with this. It is what it is. I'm just gonna have to play something. I'm just gonna have to play something. Okay. So, all right, Takeover Tuesday. We're going to open the lines again. Just a Little Bit by God's Plan. Drake, this is the Kid Cut Up Club Mix. DJ E-Monster, Takeover Tuesday. You know how we do it. 424-243-9649. You're going to press 1, though, if you want to talk monstrously.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, no. I finesse down Western Road, hey, nice. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me, yeah. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, ayy, nope. Ay. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Row, ayy, roll, ayy. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, ayy, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still.
Hey. Hey, 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 hey! I'm having a little bit of fun right now. I hope you're joining in with me. Uh-huh. Bye. lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So, I got a request, y'all. It's on the Snapchat. E-Monster in the number 4. That's how you connect with me. E-M-O-N-S-T-A in the number 4. Up next on the Snapchat. Y'all messed up my mix, though. It is what it is. Lil Dicky, Chris Brown.
Lil Dicky.
You don't like what I'm saying? Make your request. Hit me up. You know how to do it.
I woke up Chris Breezy. Oh my God, I'm the man. I'm so fly and I can dance. There's tattoos on my neck. I just FaceTime Kanye. I told him I'm his biggest fan, yeah. Got all these hoes in my DM.
Hold up.
Holy shit, I got a kid. Oh, I can sing so well. Wonder if I can say the N-word. Wait, can I really say the N-word? What up, my niggas? What up, my niggas? Big ups, my nigga. We are my niggas. You pussy ass nigga. Man, fuck y'all niggas. Cause I'm that nigga, 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 nigga. I'm that nigga. I woke up in Chris Brown's body. So how this shit turned into Freaky Friday. But we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
I woke up and I'm Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky? What the fuck?
This shit is real weak. How's Dick staying perched up on his balls like that? Walking down the street and ain't nobody know my name.
Whoa.
Ain't no paparazzi flashing pictures, this is great.
Whoa.
Ain't nobody judging cause I'm black or my controversial past. I'ma go and see a movie and relax. Hey, I'm a blood, but I can finally wear blue.
Cool.
Why's his mama calling all the time? Leave me the fuck alone, bitch. Wait, if I'm in Dicky body, Breezy is who? Hope my daughter's in school. Fuck, if I was Chris Brown, where would I be? What would I do?
I woke up in Chris Brown's body. So how this shit turned into Freaky Friday. But we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday. It's Freaky Friday. I'm in Chris Brown's body. I look at my soft dick with the light. It's my dream dick.
If I was Little Diggy in my body, where would I be? I'm trying to find myself like an introspective monk.
I'm balling on the court, oh my God, I can dunk. Snap a flick of my jump.
My dick is trending on Twitter, fuck. Now I'm at the club, I talk my way to getting in. I look up in the VIP, my goodness, there I am. I signal to him, let me in, but he won't let me in.
I don't know who that is.
Wait, who the fuck you think he is? Took a glass bottle, shatter it on the bouncer's head. Welcome to that motherfucker.
Wait, think it through for a sec. If you hurt me, then you only hurt it yourself.
But wait, I love myself.
That was the key, now we're switching back. I woke up in Chris Brown's body. So how this shit turned into Freaky Friday. But we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Wait, what the fuck?
And now I'm in Ed Sheeran's body. It's way less cool than being Chris Brown was.
What the fuck again?
DJ Khaled, why am I yelling?
Huh. I'm Kendall Jenner, I got a vagina.
I'm gonna explore that right now. Holy shit, I got a vagina. I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna understand the inner workings of women.
I'm not gonna lie, I would do the same thing. It is what it is. this radio takeover Tuesday. So let's see, what else we got going on tonight? What's some other things we want to talk about? You got anything you want to expose?
I do. I want to take over the show right now. I've been writing some poetry, and I would like to do some tonight, if that's okay.
Oh, man, we got to make some space for this. All right. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is our edition of tonight's edition of our unbelievable poetry moment.
All right. The poem is called Maybe.
I told you I would give you something to cry for. I told you to stop being a big baby and man up. I told you, boys, don't cry, dry your tears. I told you, boy, get over here. Give me your mama a hug as I whispered in your ear. This is for your own good. Mama don't raise no punks. I will not have a cry baby that leads to a big baby. That's a man baby that becomes a maybe. Maybe he will learn how not to be a punk. Maybe he will stay alive. Maybe he will make his mama proud. Maybe he won't get beat up by the streets, cops, and child support. Maybe he won't join a gang. Maybe he won't use drugs or become a drug dealer to take care of himself and home. Maybe he might finish school. Maybe he will get into college and get a job or career. Maybe he will show some emotions without being considered gay. Maybe he will be a good father, friend, and husband. Maybe, just maybe. But tell me, how did we prepare him with answers? Did our words match our actions? Maybe did we create more maybes for our male babies? We taught, we learned. We taught what we say. We taught what we lived. We taught using pain and trauma. Who gained, though? The jails, the courts, the baby mamas, the graves. Who learned, though? The maybes of a few male babies? I ask, how can we stop the maybes for our male babies? Thank you.
And that's our edition of Unbelievable Poetry.
Okay. We're going to have to really make a segment of that. For real. Okay. I'm loving that. All right. Now, I'll be honest, like, I haven't, like, grew up on poetry. I've seen poems, things like that. I did some shows where mm-hmm. I had some people do spoken word, you know, I've seen those type of things. And I really enjoyed what you have right there. Get it? I like that. It really made me think, like, maybe. Yeah. And you touched over some things that I could relate to myself. So, hey, this is your part of the show. You know, I took over. Do you have more of these? You got more of these coming in the future? Is this a product of something that is being processed for the future? Tell us a little bit more, because I'm pretty sure you just didn't wake up today and say, I'm going to do some poetry on the radio. How did this man play?
Writing poetry.
Let me get some background music for you. Hold on. We got to get this right. Hold on. Vibitacious. Vibalicious. Vibonstrous. All right, let's see. What do we got over here? Matter of fact, there's a couple. We got to get these loaded, too. There's some beat companies. They sent us some beats that we can use behind us for our entertainment news and things like that. So be on the lookout for that. Nice. You guys coming up. Let's go with this one. This is the pre-instrumental from a guy who did an interview with us right here on the show. What is his name? I'll get it for you guys before the show's over. But all right, now let us know, how did all this manifest and come about?
Well, about 20 years ago, I wanted to express some things that kept just being on my heart, just being in my spirit. And I always thought that poetry and writing poems, you had to rhyme. So I would get frustrated and be like, okay, I have to rhyme it. And then I went to a class maybe like 4 years ago with my job that I used to work at, and they was telling me poetry doesn't have to rhyme. It just has to touch your spirit. It's like when you write it, it has to move you to move them. And then so I was like, oh, well then, shoot, put down the rhyme, put all that down. Let me just, you know, flow with it and just talk about what I see and talk about things that touch me. And so I used to write songs and create beats and and all that. And I was like, I stopped. And then I was at my son's house and I watched this movie. And it was about poetry and music and rap. And I like surrounded myself with that. And I woke up and I had all these words in my head and all these words that I had to get out. And I ended up writing like 7 or 8 poems at one time. And that was one of them. And I was like, well, I'm going to keep it going. So it won't just be a one trick pony. I write pretty much every night. So I'm like that person. If you give me a word or a phrase, I will come up with some poetry for it. So if y'all hit the Monstar page and y'all put down, hey, this is what I want a poem with, and can you do it on Takeover Tuesday the next week? It's done. So, yeah, so I'm excited. I'll probably end up doing a short poetry book to go along with my books that are coming. And, yeah, I'm excited. About what's to come. And that is all. Any questions? Hello? Well, okay. Don't know where you wants to went to. Damn.
No, my bad. Oh, I hate that. Just so you have clarity. You know what I mean? I put my mic on mute. And I'm over here just talking away, yapping, and then I don't know until you go, hello, are you there? I'm like, oh, damn, there is nothing I just said. It is. What
no,
is.
What'd you say?
So, I mean, what did I say? I don't forgot. It was a lot. What was the last thing you heard me say, though?
Go ahead. You were talking the whole time I was talking. Didn't hear nothing.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we are about at the end of the show. So let's see, we got anything else we want to put out there before we get up out of here?
We got Wet Wednesday tomorrow. Tune in. It's going to be one of those nights that we're going to get you wet. Make sure you have a towel down and ready to go. Yeah.
Okay. That's how you feel? It's going to be a splash.
That's how you feel?
Oh,
it's going to be a splish splash. Yeah. So you better not have your mama or your kids next to you because it's going down.
Okay. Join in tomorrow, Wet Wednesday, where apparently y'all going to squirt, skeet, everywhere. It's not all simple, but definitely sexy music and some sexy conversation. What else do I have to put out there? All right, coming soon, we're going to be having events on Fridays and Saturdays. Stay tuned. We're going to get you guys more information. It's coming up. Stick with us. Monsters Radio Live. Hey, we're about to do it big on the weekends. We're going to make Monsters Weekends. So, let's see here. Don't forget, in the Monstars page, you can definitely let Miss Unbelievable know any words, throw in some words, a phrase or something, you know, she could make a poem about, whatever, whatnot. I can't think of nothing else. Brought to you by Monster Gear and Monstars Jewelry. And Trivion Entertainment. You got anything else or shout out? I got one song to play on our way up out of here. Just a little bit, a little something, a little sexy set up for tomorrow. No, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
No, peace, love, and hair grease. And make sure you guys tune in because we about to turn up. It's the spring, summertime, and it's about to go down. Be looking for some tips and all of that because we got you. Yeah.
Right. See, I got a song. It's not super slow. You know, it's not it's one of the ones that's not all slow, but definitely sexy. But we're talking about this is going to be a wet splash tomorrow. I mean, I got to play something.
Drip, drip, drop, drop. Drip, drip, drop, drop. Drip, drip, drop, drop. You better get it. Drip, drip, drop, drop. Check that.
Okay.
I told you how to do it.
I got one. And I still keep it in the Takeover Tuesday realm. Hey, I had to make sure I didn't put myself on mute. that's messed up. So, all right, check it out. This is Rich Lowe on our way up out of here. We did an interview with this guy right here. You can go back and check the archives for that. This song right here, yeah, it's part of our Wet Wet Splash edition. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't need no help addressing you, no. You're lonely, get in my way. I've been waiting all day to destiny now to have you laying in my bed. Oh, girl, I'm going to start real low. Low and bring it high. Baby, scratch a bite on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do.
Much left to do, 'cause I'm just here.